Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. And today we're going to talk about take the dye out of diet, D-I-E. Nice title. Just a national trend with obesity, really an epidemic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
And a lot of the statistics that you went over were astounding.
Yes, how quickly the America is becoming fat.
Mm-hmm. Obese.
Yeah. It is a startling statistic and something that they've noticed in every category. One of the tricks that garment manufacturers are doing is, you know, you're supposed to be like a size 36-inch waist or 32. Well, they're actually kind of expanding that out a little bit. So they're kind of cheating a little bit.
Oh, so you that, think you're a 36, but you're
Really
a 38?
That is something that's occurring. They're making car seats wider, airline seats wider. So it's something that is very evident.
Mm. Well, what do you mean, take the dye out of diet?
Well, one of the things that is very definitely found is that as people go on diets, they become more unhealthy. Mm-hmm. And as they become more unhealthy, then they actually even put on more weight.
When they diet.
When they actually diet. So they did a study on people who went on a diet and actually checked them 5 years later. And most of the people who actually dieted weighed more than the people who didn't, you know, who were at the same setting. And the diet itself is actually causing a lot of the weight gain. And there are definite reasons why that's occurring. One of the things that we like to do is instead of actually measuring the weight, it's more of the fat percentage. Mm,
the body fat percentage.
Body fat percentage, because a lot of what people are doing is they are going on a diet, and as they're going on a diet, they're actually putting on, even they're losing weight, they're losing muscle instead of actually losing the fat. Mm-hmm. So their fat percentage actually increases. I had a gentleman who came in who had been on a diet, and he says, you know, you'll be real proud of me. I've lost 15 pounds. And I said, wow. You know, and he had lost 15 pounds like within 2 weeks. I said, let's do a body composition analysis on you. And he actually had a higher fat percentage by quite significantly than what he had before. And I says, you've just lost muscle. Mm-hmm. You know, that this isn't a healthy diet. Mm-hmm. Because if the body gets out of balance, what it does is it actually, and again, what we're all about is homeostasis. Mm-hmm. Homeostasis is a balance in the body. The more of a balance you can have, the healthier you are. And you can actually lose weight by throwing yourself so far out of balance through your diet that you actually cause your body to start to eat itself, not actually burn up the calories in the fat like you're supposed to. Which then, when you actually normalize and the body puts back on the muscle, then you actually weigh more than what you were before.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying don't take a lot of stock in weighing yourself. Body fat percentage is more of an accurate.
It is much more important. And what we're, you know, the actual weight that you are is not that important. It's the body fat percentage that is actually the important health factor. Mm-hmm. Again, it's important to look good, but it's much more important to be healthy, because the false type of looking good has a very short life to it. The way to really look good, exude the type of a presence that you want to have, is to have a healthy, vibrant body, and there's an appeal to that.
It has to start from internal.
It has to start internally, and it has to be a situation where you have a homeostasis in the body, a balance. And the big problem with having too much fat is it throws off the homeostasis of the body. The body just doesn't work right hormonally. Digestively, the pH of the body doesn't work right. So there is a perfect balance in everything, and as you can achieve that perfect balance, you have the health, and then you have the vibrancy, you have the sex appeal, you have all the different types of things that you're looking for.
Sex appeal.
Sex appeal. I mean, you know, that's why people want to look skinny, is they want to put across that I'm in control, I've got my life together,
attractive.
I'm attractive, all those types of things are very important.
Yeah. And you talked about skinny fat being even worse. You know, someone can look thin or skinny.
Sure.
And have that. You call it brown fat or skinny fat?
Yeah, there is such a thing as a skinny fat, and that actually creates even more health problems. I mean, when you're talking about the health problems that are involved in obesity, it's an increased cancer, cardiovascular risk, stroke, the amount of probability of those things happening in your life starts to multiply. You don't sleep as well. You start to snore. All the types of things that you shouldn't have. And it's the fat percentage that really throws off the balance of the body. You're not supposed to be there.
Mm. Well, what type of diets, Dr. Prather, do you consider unhealthy?
One that I think of, first off, is a low-calorie diet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you start cutting back on the calories to a dramatic effect, then you're actually looking at a situation where you are having an unsustainable weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if you have a low-calorie diet, the first thing, the easiest thing to actually burn up in the body isn't fat, it's muscle. So the body actually starts on the muscle instead of the fat.
Mm, interesting. Yeah, I knew people that you can get an app and count your calories that way.
Sure.
But if they're not healthy calories.
Right. And there are other different types of factors that go into the whole aspect of that. It's again, a balance. You need a certain amount of calories to maintain the energy of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get tired. You can actually cause damage to different organ systems. You can cause damage to your nervous system. So a low-calorie type of diet is not something that in our office that we recommend. Again, homeostasis. Now, of course, you can eat too many calories. It's a balance in life, and there are ways to determine about what calorie intake you should have. And anything that's, again, out of balance is not healthy, and you're not going to have the long-lasting results. Matter of fact, if you actually do a low-calorie diet, one of the things that your body does is kind of reset its metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
If you reset the metabolism too low, then you actually get fatter than what you were before. Because the body has it doesn't understand that you're doing this on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It thinks that you're starving.
No.
So it's going to make the necessary changes to make sure that you actually survive this famine.
Wow.
And one of the easiest things that then will occur is that you actually get fat.
Mm. And we don't need to starve.
We don't need to starve.
Mm. What about the low-fat diet?
Well, again, you know, you're talking about things that are essential nutrients, and fatty acids are a definite essential nutrient that you have to have. It's important for many functions of the body, to keep the brain working right. It actually goes into making the hormones. A low-fat diet is something that is, if it's out of balance, you're actually going to cause some health issues. So, you know, you want to have the right kinds of fats.
Mm-hmm.
But you definitely, one of the things that we commonly do within our practice is we find that people are actually low on certain types of fatty acids. Very, very common type of finding, and something that we actually add into their diet through supplementation to make sure that they get enough. And as they get that, they see a lot of changes. And oftentimes we can actually, if we get the fats balanced, then that actually has a weight loss effect.
Interesting.
So, again, it's a matter of making sure that things are balanced. And there is a balance, a proper balance within fats. And if that balance is off, then you're going to cause problems. And one of the things that can occur is actually obesity.
Mm. Well, how about the low-protein diets?
The low-protein diets, high-carbohydrate diets, is also an imbalance in the system. You need a certain amount of protein to be able to maintain your health. And as you can get those proteins into your system, there is a balance. And the same thing for the high-protein diet.
Mm-hmm.
High protein, low protein, high carbohydrate, low carbohydrate, anything that you start to take the body extremely out of balance, you know, where you're taking the body out of homeostasis in an imbalanced type of a diet, then you're actually going to cause some issues into the system.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you can actually cause weight loss by being out of balance. As a matter of fact, do you know that there is actually a chocolate cake diet?
No.
Wow. Yeah, you're...
My eyes lit up.
Well, an interesting thing about the chocolate cake diet is people actually report weight loss. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, you can take any food that you want to, make it a diet, and you can lose weight because you throw yourself out of balance. Mm-hmm. And it's not good loss of weight. It's muscle weight.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. I know you always say that you're as young as your kidneys are.
Yes, that's absolutely true. There are several different factors that determine biological age. Lungs are probably the best indicator of how long you're going to live, but the kidneys are number two. And you can do blood tests to find out exactly what your kidney age is, and that has a huge effect on how long you can live. Matter of fact, I can look at those two markers on your lung function test and then your kidney disease and pretty well predict on how long you have to live. You know, whether you're going to live into your 90s or 80s or 70s is pretty much determined by those two things. There is biological age testing associated with the kidneys. As we look at that, that's a very, very big factor and something that isn't really that well controlled medically. When you're talking about people who are in stage four of chronic kidney disease, where they're actually ready for dialysis, almost 50% of the people who are in stage four aren't even diagnosed.
They're missing 50%.
50% are not diagnosed and should be.
And why is that?
Very good question. One of the things is I get people in and I look at their blood work and I said, well, you know, it looks like we're having some problems here. We need to do some further testing. The testing from the average medical doctor is very, very poor. If you don't test it, you don't know. People have been going to doctors for years and years and not getting the proper tests to find out if you have kidney disease. The recommendations from the CDC is that everyone really from about the age of 40 on up should be tested to on a yearly basis on the functioning of their kidneys.
And that's why we promote
Sure. Those
yearly, the blood test, the Prather profile, at least once a year, because you said sometimes there's no symptoms.
Sure. It's non-invasive.
Yes.
It's an easy type of thing to do, and it gives a world of information. This is an extremely underdiagnosed disease process, and it is a definite healthcare crisis in America. To be frank with you, everybody who has diabetes and hypertension has an underfunctioning kidney that needs to be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
If you have hypertension, if you have diabetes, you're damaging your kidneys. It is rare to see someone with a really, really healthy kidney.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's really functioning at the high level that it should be.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. And today we're talking about take the die, D-I-E, out of diet. Very catchy title. And you thought of that, didn't you?
I did.
I don't think for years I never realized the word die was in diet until you brought it up. Well, we talked a little bit about diets that don't work, that are unhealthy, mm-hmm. That are really essentially out of balance. And let's talk about the healthiest diets out there and why nutritional balance is important.
Some of the diets that I like well is the Prudent diet. It's been around since 1972.
The Prudent diet is a very wise diet.
Yes. The La Costa Spa diet, TOPS, take off pounds sensibly, and Weight Watchers. Those are all lower calorie diets that are balanced. Mm-hmm. And that's what I like about them. You know, they aren't the real starvation type of diets, which don't work, but it's a lower calorie balanced type of diet that provides all the nutrients that you need, has a good balance between fat, protein, carbohydrates, so that you can get the nutrients. Mm-hmm. And then if you eat balanced, then your body is going to be balanced. Mm-hmm. So the more that you can eat within homeostasis for you, the healthier you are, and the healthier you are, the easier you're going to go into a weight loss that's going to be something that's more long-lasting, is going to be something that you're actually going to feel better on, and you're going to have more energy, more health, less chance of diseases. Those are all the things that everybody's looking for. So being sensible in what you do, trying to be in balance and in homeostasis is always the best route.
I know when you work with people, when you're palpating, I mean, you can tell when someone's on a poor diet by their muscle tone.
There is definitely a change that occurs. And usually when people are on some type of a diet that's not really healthy for them, you can usually tell it when I check them out.
So is a high-fiber diet something that works?
One of the things is that the amount of food that we used to take in, and actually most of the world takes in a high-fiber diet, and our ancestors were actually there with a high-fiber diet. Mm-hmm. We have reduced our fiber tremendously. Our ancestors ate about 40 grams of fiber a day.
Wow.
And we dropped that down to about 10 grams.
You talked about we switched it with the refined sugars.
Yeah, our sugar intake was about a fourth of what it is now. And our fiber diet was about four times of what it is now. Mm-hmm. And if we can switch that back, that can make a very, very huge difference. Mm-hmm. Fiber is the guaranteed way, if you want to have something that you are going to lose weight, guaranteed, and that you are going to improve your health, and it's going to keep you in homeostasis, adding fiber into your diet is absolutely the guaranteed way of actually accomplishing that.
And why is that?
Well, as you take in fiber into your diet, our digestive system was evolved to handle fiber. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have the proper fiber, then you don't have the proper movement of the gut. It also slows down the digestive process because the body's actually handling it. The fiber actually increases the nutrition to the cell walls and to the good gut flora. It actually washes out bad bacteria, parasites, and yeast that shouldn't be there. So it's good for our normal gut flora, and it's bad for our abnormal gut flora. It heals the gut. It helps us to actually digest food. It nourishes. It is an amazing type of a process. Mm-hmm. We had a nutrition professor in my chiropractic college. And as he was speaking, his big thing that he had been involved in was veterinary nutrition. That's where he had gotten his nutrition degree, and he had a PhD in it. One of the things he was doing was he was raising hogs. And there was a grain mill that was close by, and they said, "We got all this fiber left over because we've taken it all out for the white bread that we serve humans. So we've got all this extra fiber. We're trying to get rid of it. Can we just feed it to your hogs?" And he said, "I don't want my hogs to, you know, I want them to get something that they can utilize, not fiber." And they said, "Oh, you know, just give it a try." So he took a quarter of his young piglets and put the fiber into their diet. And he said they grew better. They were healthier. There was less disease. Mm. They reproduced quicker. There was such a dramatic change in their health that he added the fiber to all the piglets, and he said he made enough to retire because he added fiber into his piglets' meals.
Uh-huh.
And it's nice because pigs actually are an omnivore, much like we are, and they have a very similar type of digestive tract. And the same thing is true for humans. If you add a lot of fiber into their diet, you're going to see, one, a much better bowel motility. You're going to see better nutrition. It actually, if you have skin problems, you know, acne, any things like that, or different types of problems along those lines, adding fiber into the diet can oftentimes clear it up. It makes your hair better, your eyesight better. It's just amazing all the different things that they've found if you add fiber into the diet. And why? Because we were made to have a certain amount of fiber into our diet. A man under 50 should have about 38 grams of fiber a day. A female should.
You said 38.
About 38 grams of fiber. And a female should have about 25 grams of fiber. And that should be on a daily basis. And if you do that, they've done experiments where if you want to take something that's consistent, everybody lost weight by adding fiber into their diet. Everybody did.
And you can provide, if that's hard for people to do, supplementation.
Yes, that is one of the things that as we're looking into the weight loss that everyone really should have fiber added into their diet. And there are many different forms of fiber, and we can find out which one's going to work for you. And if one doesn't work, some people are sensitive to some and some people aren't to others. And as you can add those different types of fiber in, we can find one that works for you, and that's a guaranteed system of weight loss. And it's, you know, we try to do it as much through diet. Quite frankly, adding some supplementation into that can really make a huge difference.
Oh, I know for myself. I become more regular. You can tell my colon's being cleansed. And because your health is in your gut. We talk about that.
Well, your colon and your skin are very closely. And if you want to look good, if you want to look healthy,
younger,
sexy, younger, all those types of things go with fiber. You're guaranteed to get results.
Okay. Well, what is glycemic index, and why does that work?
Well, you know, we were talking about the replacement of sugar with fiber.
One of our diets right now.
As we get the simple carbohydrates, there's a definite difference on how the body actually handles the more complex carbohydrates, you know, the ones with the fiber in it, as opposed to the simple. The simpler the carbohydrate, and the simplest one is sugar, glucose, the quicker it actually gets out into the bloodstream. And with that, there's a huge amount of changes. And there's a spike in insulin. There's a huge amount of hormonal changes when the sugar actually gets in there. Because we're not really designed to be able to take in that much simple carbohydrates. It wasn't readily available out there in the wild. It is something that we're geared to go for because it was kind of rare, and it's a great source of being able to get calories into our system, but our body isn't able to handle the amount that we usually take in. So there's something called, instead of actually looking so much at the calories, you can actually look at the glycemic index, and that seems to have a much better indication of how well you're going to lose weight. So measuring things on a glycemic index is a very important thing. An example would be an apple usually has a glycemic index of about 6. Whereas if you take Rice Krispies, you know, a serving of Rice Krispies, that would have a serving of about 23. And if you take macaroni and cheese, macaroni with all the stuff that, you know, the processed type of stuff, has a glycemic index of about 36. You don't want a glycemic index above 20. The lower it is, the better, because the more it actually processes. So you can eat the apples and have a low glycemic index, even though it has a higher calorie. But you're getting a totally different type of effect, because one, you're getting a lot of fiber into the system, and as you're actually processing that, there is much less of a sugar rush through your body, even though it has a nice sweet flavor to it.
Okay. Well, up next, we're going to talk about the goal of a healthy diet. Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
I never know what to say during a massage. Sometimes I'll try and break the ice or be like, hey, you're not allergic to leprosy, are you? They never laugh. I did have one massage therapist. She told me they're allowed to turn people down. I don't know why she told me that. Can you imagine getting turned down by a massage therapist? That's rough. Yeah, you couldn't pay me to touch it. Not for all the money on the planet.
The Voice of Health Minute with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
We have a lot of people who come through, show up free radical pathology and arteriosclerosis. We work with them. We usually recheck that in 3 months, do the different tests that are involved with that. We've had people get completely clear.
Wow.
You see a complete change on how much arteriosclerosis is going on. Yeah, I just went over it with one gentleman, and he was at a very high risk for cardiovascular disease, had very heavy amounts of arteriosclerosis, along with the free radical pathology. And in 3 months, we saw a dramatic decrease, where really the arteries were normal at that point.
Mm.
So it was very nice to see that, to see those types of changes. And as we can do that, then it really helps people to be younger, live longer, because that has a huge effect.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at dtsweightlosscenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed.
I was feeling.
I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. And we're talking about take the dye out of diet, D-I-E. And before we went to break, we were talking about the healthiest diets and how important fiber was. And you talked about the glycemic index. What is the goal of a healthy diet, Dr. Prather?
Well, the goal of the healthy diet, and I always try to remind people, is health and balance in the body. Part of that health is going to be a benefit of having a low fat percentage, a healthy fat percentage. That is normal for you. But there are many other different types of benefits. You're going to have more energy, more libido. You're going to think better. You're going to be able to work better. All the different types of things that people are looking for, and there's actually that healthy glow that you're talking about. So there's a strong appeal in people who are really healthy, and there's a longer life, less disease. All the things that we're looking for that isn't just outward, but is also something that is long-lasting.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking for a diet that produces a health, something that is maintainable, something that produces a good result in every single area of a person's life.
Well, let's talk about some tricks to help with diet. What are some tricks that can help?
Well, one of the things that you like to have mentioned before is the king queen popper.
Well, yeah, because it has helped me dramatically.
Sure.
Yeah.
And it's something that we do just opposite. The idea behind that is that if you eat like a king for breakfast, a queen for lunch, and a popper for supper, then you're actually going to automatically lose weight. And that is something that has been proven true. The idea is when you eat your breakfast, you set your metabolism rate for the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
That is also when you have the most digestive enzymes at work. that are ready to eat just about anything. So eating like a king for breakfast would be, you know, what does a king eat? Well, you know, a king eats a lot of protein. So meat, eggs, all those types of things are very, very good for a breakfast. Mm-hmm. So going heavy on the proteins, that's when you can actually digest it the most. It also helps to set your glucose, your ability to your body for sugar to get out into the system on a consistent basis, because the protein is something that can actually last throughout the day, and it adds a gradual type of release of energy into your system throughout the day. It sort of helps to balance you. Mm-hmm. So it's an excellent type of thing if you have ups and downs on your blood sugar. The protein in the morning will really help to balance that. So eating like a king for breakfast, a heavy protein type of meal is a great way to go.
And that, I mean, steaks, it takes time and planning and getting up earlier, maybe.
Well, it's actually not that hard. You know, it's easy just to put on the broiler and pop a steak in there, and mm-hmm. then go on ahead and get dressed, come down, take it out, and eat it. Mm-hmm. So it's easier than what people think.
That's what
I do. So that's actually an easier thing to do than what people realize. But it's a very, very good way. Eating like a queen. A queen has some meat, but she also balances it out, probably. A good balance along those lines. You eat a heavy protein meal. You have some carbohydrates in there. Really keep the sugars down. That's a good way to actually do it. So the donuts aren't the best way to start out the day.
Would you say donuts?
Donuts aren't the best way to start out the day, just to let you know. Uh-huh. On a once-in-a-while, rare type of occasion, it's a nice treat, but that's not the breakfast of kings, let's put it that way. A queen is going to be a little bit more sensible. She's going to, you know, have a lot of vegetables on her plate.
Mm-hmm. A lot of color.
She's going to have a lot of color, greens, a little bit of meat in through there. That's a good way for a queen to eat. Mm-hmm. Now, paupers can't afford meat. Mm-hmm. You know, what they're actually going for is more of a carbohydrate vegetable. A nice stir-fry with some rice in there. Mm-hmm. Is a very beans. Good way, beans, all those types of things. Mm-hmm. So eating more like a pauper is a very good way to end up the day. You aren't trying to digest meat, because at 3 o'clock, your ability to actually digest meat is gone, so it kind of sits there until the next morning to digest.
It's not meat or protein or...
Well, the meat is a little bit harder. The larger the animal is, the harder it is to actually digest.
Mm.
So
that's a picture.
Yeah. Because the protein's larger, uh-huh. and it takes more energy to actually break down the
Makes
protein.
Sense.
So fish is a smaller creature, and so it's easier to break down the protein than a cow is.
Mm-hmm.
So keeping that in mind, and your pancreatic digestive enzymes are the highest in the morning, so that's the best time to actually eat your meat. Whereas if you eat it in the evening, you can actually have some digestive problems. I've known several people who went vegetarian because they said they felt so much better not having protein. But it was just a matter that usually those people had low digestive enzymes, and the meat, eating it in the evening, just really set their system off, which actually it's not good for anyone. You're going to have a big meat meal in the evening, you need to take some pancreatic enzymes along with it.
Otherwise, it's just sitting there.
Otherwise, it's sitting there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know those enzymes really help people.
Very important aspect.
Let's talk about food allergies. You know, what is it about food allergies and diet?
Well, one of the things that they have found is that food allergies is probably one of the biggest factors in weight loss. Matter of fact, if you go through and do testing for the food allergies and actually eliminate the foods that you're allergic to, do a food rotation diet, it is, through experimental study, the most effective diet that is out there.
So we're talking about food allergies, food sensitivities?
Yeah, there are different types of aspects for food Mm-hmm. sensitivities, allergies. You have the inherited allergies, which usually you pick up as a kid. Those are the IgE-mediated allergies. You also have IgG, IgA, IgM-mediated allergies, and then you also have food sensitivities. So it gets kind of complicated as you're actually doing mm-hmm. testing for that. There are different types of tests for each one of those. But if you can actually find out which ones you are reactive to, A lot of them are not, the food sensitivities are things that you're not really aware of. And they can, they actually, the food that you eat along those lines, as you eat them, are toxic to the body. And one of the things that the body does on fat cells is it actually pops the toxin right into the fat cell that it can't handle. So if you get too many toxins into the system, which is the idea behind the low chemical diet, you know, if you have a lot of preservatives, chemicals, pesticides in your diet, those things will actually produce fat because the body is not able to handle those things if the liver is overtaxed. And instead of trying to process something that it can't process, it says, I'm going to make a fat cell, pop it in there until I can actually handle it. And it does the same thing with foods that are toxic to the system. So if there's an overwhelming amount of toxins into the system, then the body actually will process it in that way. And that's actually the reason that I feel that we have such an increase in the obesity in America. There hasn't really been a change in the calorie intake, but there has been a dramatic increase in the amount of chemicals in our food that we didn't have before. The percentage has just grown so much greater, and that is really the reason that we have the epidemic of obesity, is the chemical additives that make our food taste better. It used to be, in grandma's day, you had something that was prepared, you know, like 3 weeks ago, and then you eat it now, it's not going to taste that great. You have to have something made up fresh. We went to Italy. Everything is bought that day and made that day. Probably even picked that day. And the food tasted incredible. But it takes a lot of work. That takes work. The average housewife back in grandma's day spent 8 hours a day cooking, preparing food. And that's when you can actually have the meals that really taste good and are good for you.
Oh, I had some patients come in and that listen to the radio show. And that's how it was,
And nowadays, I mean, it's, you know, if we have to wait 10 minutes for the microwave to get everything all ready, and there is a price to pay.
What is the microwave doing to food?
Well, and, you know, and then also, the food tastes pretty good, but, you know, they have spent a lot of money figuring out chemically how to make food taste good and make it, you know, a couple months before. That's not normal. So, you know, there is a payment on that, and obesity is the result.
Okay, when we come back, let's talk about gluten. That's a big subject right now, and we want to talk about that when we come back.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
I consider the blood work to be the blueprint to your health, and we've had several different radio programs on that and talked about how important it is to have at least a yearly complete blood test to find out where you are. The blood is the life force of the body. And it gives an amazing chemical picture of where you are with your health and can actually pick up all the different types of diseases that could be going on. So having a thorough blood test is one of the most important things and is recommended by everyone to make sure that your health is up to where it should be and can actually pick up any type of disease process before it becomes a major factor. So having a good blood test, a good thorough blood test, is one of the most important things that you can possibly have. One of the things that I implemented when I started my practice was a blood test that could actually cover any type of problem that was actually developed that someone could actually experience. So we came up with a profile. We gave it to the labs. But they said, wow, that's a pretty good profile. Do you mind if we offer that to other people? And I said, no, that would be fine, you know, because I feel that that's something that could be very useful. And they named it the Prather Profile. So I've actually met with other doctors before and talked to them and said, you're Dr. Prather, are you the Prather of the Prather Profile? And I said, yeah, because, you know, they get a list of different profiles. And so it's actually now a national profile. So we actually have 52 different lab tests that are actually included in this profile. It covers everything from A to Z. In other words, any disease process that you could possibly have in your body, that will be covered by this particular blood test. So it is something that should be done by everyone from no matter how young you are to no matter how old you are, at least once a year to see what your health is. If you have a problem, this will actually pick it up. And one of the nice things about that is it is actually covered by insurance. So very excellent way of actually finding out where you are. And if there are any hidden types of problems that are going on, this will actually show it up.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. And we're talking today about take the dye out of diet. And Dr. Prather, we were talking about food allergies and what an important part they play in our diet. And I know we're going to talk about gluten here shortly, but what do you use to measure food allergies and food sensitivities?
My basis of that is something called the Alcott test. It is a measurement to see the reactivity to the white blood cells with the foods as they're actually introduced. So it's a very excellent type of test. I remember when they first came out about with it and the excitement that we had with the expectations, and it's been everything that we've been thrilled with, and it really gives us a basis on how to get the food sensitivities, toxicities out of the system, how to concentrate, and then it helps us to guide people on coming up with a diet that is the least toxic for them.
Yeah, it's a real nice test. I've done it. It's a blood test.
And blood test.
You come back and you know exactly where, you know, your severe intolerances are. Things I would have never thought of, moderate and minimal, and then what are not sensitivities for you?
Extremely helpful for weight loss. Matter of fact, they have done studies utilizing the Alcott test to improve health and well-being, and they found that everyone pretty much goes down to their normal weight if they follow that Alcott test, you know, on the diet. Matter of fact, they tried the Alcott test on football players. Many of the teams introduced that, did the testing, and modified the diet along those lines. But they definitely wanted to keep that away from their linemen because they wanted their linemen chubby.
Right.
And if they,
and you see that,
they actually followed the diet, then they would actually go down to their normal weight rather quickly, no matter what they did. So they actually dropped that. But if you're actually looking for a weight loss test, the Alcott test is absolutely one of the very best, and over a five-year period has actually been found to be 100% with results in. As a matter of fact, it was the only diet that had a 100% reduction in weight to bring people down to their ideal weight, and it's something that actually lasted the longest, the results did.
Oh, yeah, and took care of my bloatness and... Yeah,
we've had a lot of very severe autoimmune diseases, and one of the things we always do is the Alcott test, and we usually get those under control with that.
Well, let's talk about gluten. Is gluten bad?
Gluten is a defense mechanism that was actually found developed by certain plants. What they did the wheats, some of the other different types of associated plants, made a protein called gliadin, which is part of the gluten base. And what it does is it actually is designed for insects, so that the insects wouldn't eat too much of them. They actually produced an enzyme, a protein, called gliadin, and what it does is it weakens the chains that hold the small intestine together. Mm. As it does that, insects actually blow up in their gut. And the reason that humans actually liked it, because when they ate it, they felt fuller. The reason that they felt fuller is there was actually some swelling that occurred in the gut. Mm-hmm. So there wasn't as much hunger. It was a way to kind of satiate hunger. So they started to develop those plants because it was an easy way to meet the needs of people. It has a high protein content, so it meets the needs along those lines. But it does have a weakening in the gut. Now, there has been a problem recently. Monsanto actually created a pesticide where they actually utilized that technology, would put it on plants, and they could actually get a quicker explosion in the insects. So they would coat it, which worked very well because we could wash it off. But now they have actually made that part of the genetic material. Mm. They figured out how to add, kind of like supercharge the gliadin, so that it is about 10 times more powerful than it used to be.
Wow.
So one of the things that has occurred is as they have introduced this into the plant supply, you know, genetically, then you actually have even more reaction than you used to have. So if you think that there's been an increase in sensitivity to gluten, there is actually a man-made reason for that. Now, those findings were actually found in the National Institute of Health study on the gut flora, mm-hmm. and what was actually occurring, and it was actually rather startling, their findings. And it actually explains a lot of the sensitivity that people are actually developing towards gluten. Gliadin is designed to weaken the proteins holding the intestines together. Mm-hmm. So you can see where that would actually increase your leaky gut, increase your food allergies, because you're actually getting large proteins going into the bloodstream that normally weren't. And so it actually increases the toxicity, puts on weight. It's another reason that we've had a dramatic increase in the obesity rate here in America.
Wow. Yeah, because, I mean, you're hearing everywhere you go now, gluten-free.
Sure. Well, you know, if you're actually looking at it, gluten was designed, the gliadin in gluten was actually designed to cause a gut problem. So mm-hmm. it's, you know, it's quite understandable. And then, of course, you do have people who have an inherited weakness along those lines. So some people are extremely sensitive.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about pH-balanced foods?
Another way that you can help yourself is actually getting your pH balance. One of the things that we have a tendency to do is eat too many acidic foods, mm-hmm. and that can cause an imbalance and actually can put on weight. So if you can add some more alkaline foods, then you can actually help to balance the system and can see a nice change. But, of course, you can go either way. There are some people that we have that are eating too many alkalized foods, and that causes some gut upset. So finding a pH-balanced types of food is a very important aspect of one's health and well-being.
Okay. Well, why is an evaluation of the gut important? We talk about, you know, your health being in your gut. And what evaluations are available?
Well, we do a very comprehensive stool evaluation where it looks at the normal gut flora to find out where we are, if there are any infections in the bowels. If there are infections in the bowels, that actually does cause weight gain because it actually throws off and creates a toxin that the body actually, again, has to find an outlet for. Mm-hmm. And we'll usually find it by putting it into fat cells. So one, finding infections, making sure that you have enough of the good bacteria is a very important aspect of that. It also measures the pH of the gut, which has a huge effect mm-hmm. on the system. It also will measure quite a few different types of areas. And each one is extremely important. Let's say you are low on your pancreatic enzymes. We find about 50% of everyone we check are actually low on their digestive enzymes. If you're low on your digestive enzymes, then you're not fully breaking down your food. That causes nutritional deficiencies. It also causes a putrefaction in the gut, which again is another toxin that actually occurs. You have a lot of things that start to occur. The gut is where you have 80% of your exposure to the toxins to the outside world.
Interesting.
And if you start to increase those toxins in through the gut, then you're going to poison your body, and poisoning does result in obesity.
And did you say a lot of people coming in need digestive enzymes?
About 50% of the people that we're checking on actually have low digestive enzymes. And right there, you know, if you're against the eight ball, you know, if you're trying to lose weight and you have the food allergies going on, that's going to make it very difficult. If you have infections into the gut, that's going to make it impossible. If you don't have normal digestive enzymes, then there isn't any way that you can get the balance of your body back until you actually get that balanced out.
Now, what about short chain fatty acids and their importance without being too technical?
It's good that you threw that in there. Short chain fatty acids, one of the stories that Roy Lee, who was actually the founder of Standard Process, actually the father of vitamins. He was the first one to have the very first vitamin company, and one of the things is he believed in nutrition as a means of getting people well. And he had found that there was quite a few children who he would call failure to thrive, and he had found that if he took a fermented butter and gave it to the kids, that they would actually turn around. And the thing of it was is that they weren't able to absorb the nutrients into their system. So no matter what you gave them, they just weren't absorbing it. And one of the things was that they had, and he didn't actually realize why that was occurring, but short-chain fatty acids are absolutely essential to give the nutrients to the cell walls along the small intestine. If the cell walls along the small intestine aren't getting enough nutrients, then they can't actually work properly. And again, you get a toxicity in the body, and you get a lot of health problems that occur. And again, that's something that we find quite often is we are checking on people. And one of the quickest ways that we can turn around someone's health and actually start to see the nutrients, when you sit there and say that, you know, I'm not really absorbing my nutrients, which actually occurs quite a bit, you look at the digestive enzymes, and then you also look at the short-chain fatty acids, and you can usually find the problem with what's going on, and we start to give some of the products that we have that are specifically has short-chain fatty acids. That's one of the quickest ways that we get a lot of the people who are just tired, run down, I don't know what's wrong with me, but I feel awful. All of a sudden, give them short-chain fatty acids, and they are like new people.
Wow. That's, you know, and we're talking here, we're talking about take the dye out of diet, and we're talking about health here.
Sure.
You know, that people want to lose weight or go on a diet, but if you're healthy, you're going to be at the right weight. You're going to have the right body fat percentage.
The reason that we're emphasizing a lot of the weight loss is because people are not healthy being overweight.
Well, thank you, Dr. Prather. We're out of time.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048.
Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.